This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And history has its eyes on a hearing room at the House of Representatives where former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton and would-be president is answering questions about her handling of security at the consulate in Benghazi, Libya, prior to the attack in 2012. And, of course, Todd Zwillick knows that the last time there was this much discussion of Libya and a U.S. official was 1805 in the Barbary scandal. But this is much more current. And how's Hillary Rodham Clinton doing up there on Capitol Hill, Todd Zwillick?
John, you're referring to Thomas Jefferson, of course, yes. And this is much more current. Chairman Trey Gowdy, who's been under a lot of fire, of course, for the propriety and the intentions of his committee, came out swinging at the top saying this isn't about Hillary Clinton, this is about the truth, of course. And then after that, John, for the most part, and there are some exceptions, Hillary Clinton and even some members of the committee have been drilling down on decisions made that got us into Libya in the first place and how closely Hillary Clinton herself and her staff were tracking the security situation in Benghazi that led to the attack. Not a lot of discussion about private email servers in her basement in Chappaqua, although there have been some allusions to it, mostly about decisions in Libya.
Well, let's give people something of a roadmap of the issues here. You've got, as you said, it's Hillary Clinton versus Trey Gowdy. Here's Trey Gowdy.
Your emails are no less or no more important than the emails of anyone else. It just took us a little bit longer to get them, and it garnered a little more attention in the process.
And that's Trey Gowdy defending his committee. And here's Hillary Rodham Clinton defending herself and her policy in Libya in her opening statement.
I was the one who asked Chris to go to Libya as our envoy. I was the one who recommended him to be our ambassador to the president. After the attacks, I stood next to President Obama as Marines carried his casket and those of the other three Americans off the plane at Andrews Air Force Base.
So if these two are the combatants here, can there be winners and losers here?
Well, there certainly can be because of all of the attention that's come down on this committee in the context of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There's no doubt about it. So the amount of attention that you're seeing live cable news coverage of a Capitol Hill hearing, that doesn't happen very often. And of course, there can be winners and losers. Trey Gowdy's been on the defensive for the last month. We all know this after comments from his own Republican leadership suggesting that this was a political exercise. John, Democrats on this very committee are now threatening to quit after they defend Hillary today because they say it's all political. And Republican members of the committee seem to be doing their best to show that this isn't about Hillary herself, but about decisions made, about personnel lost. Hillary, I will say, in her opening statement, made a point that hundreds of Americans, both diplomatic corps and military, have died over the years since the Reagan administration in places like Tanzania, Kenya, Beirut, and Mexico, and that these four, though the deaths are tragic, seem to be the ones that Republicans in Congress care about.
Well, the Beirut comparison is particularly apt because it was a Democratic Congress that investigated that under the Reagan years. But let's talk a little bit about how this was a complete reversal from what we expected. It was not Gowdy who would be on the defensive, we would expect at this moment. It was Hillary Rodham Clinton we would have expected to be on the defensive. And she really wasn't. She was very, upstanding and defending her record, while Gowdy is very much trying to justify the expenditure of, what is it, $4.7 million?
Right about there, about $5 million, that's right.
All right, so let's listen to hear a bit of the exchange between Representative Peter Roskam and Hillary Rodham Clinton in some of the questioning.
That didn't come easy, did it? Because you faced considerable opposition. And I can pause while you're reading your notes from your staff.
One thing at a time, Congressman.
Go ahead and read the note if you need to. I'm not done with my question. I'm just giving you the courtesy of reading your notes.
That's all right.
All right.
This was ha ha ha, but very, very icy.
Icy and a little bit of tension there between Pete Roskam, who's from Illinois, and Hillary Rodham Clinton. He seemed to be exercising a bit of a power move on her as she was looking down at notes handed to her by her deputy, Cheryl Mills, that she was somehow ignoring his question or that she had to rely on notes to jog her memory. One thing that the tape didn't pick up is that Hillary actually said, I can do more than one thing at a time, Congressman. And it was icy, but there actually is a policy question that Roskam was trying to drill down on despite that moment. The committee so far, John, has really tried to hit on this point that Hillary Rodham Clinton almost single-handedly got the United States into Libya, overcoming objections from Joe Biden, from the National Security Council, from the Defense Department, and Leon Panetta, and that she single-handedly convinced the president to go into Libya, and then after that ignored the situation. Other members of the committee on the Republican side tried to show how her email traffic dropped off after 2011, that she was no longer concerned with Libya, the subtext of all this being, you got us into Libya and then you abandon it, you abandon the security situation, and people were killed as a result. That's the implication there.
And Representative Roskam was leading that charge.
Actually, you summed it up best when you emailed your senior staff and you said, of this interchange, you said, it's good to remind ourselves and the rest of the world that this couldn't have happened without us. And you were right, Secretary Clinton. Our Libya policy couldn't have happened without you because you were its chief architect.
But is that an appropriate issue for this committee to be dealing with? If this is all about the Libya policy, it's not really uncovering any scandal, anything that's fundamentally new.
And the first 2 hours of this hearing, I have to say, John, haven't uncovered anything new. There are going to be more hours. This is going to be going on all day. And Hillary Clinton has a very thick cushion on her chair, I can tell you, for an estimate of an 8-hour hearing. So far, policy questions, not really security questions, certainly not the propriety of private email questions, at least not directly.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick in the hearing room on Capitol Hill. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.